Hey guys, welcome to the Gary My Podcast. I hope you stay for the conversation, but leave feeling loved, inspired, and ready to make a difference. Let's do it. Okay, welcome back to the Gary My Podcast. I had taken some time off for just some mental health and reconnection with my husband. If you can see me on YouTube, I have a new studio and I spent some time doing some small renovations and setting up a space for this and also a home office. My future in regards to where I'm working is changing. So this is where my new office is going to be. And I have taken on some new projects and I'm excited about that. So this was a much needed new refresh to get my mind going. Aaron and I, we just got back from Mexico as well. If you can see, I got a little bit of a tan again. We took 4 days, a cheeky 4 days on an Airbnb in the Maya Riviera and really just spent time reading books and sitting on the beach. Needed it. So here I am back at it. And today's podcast is going to be about carpe diem, seize the day. I know a lot of us hear it and it's kind of like a generic slogan, you know, oh, just, you know, seize the day, which is for me, when people say that, it's either one thing. I'm like, yeah, no, you're true. And, you know, namaste. Or I'm just like, you know what? Love light and shut up. You know, like it just depends on when you actually catch me on that one. But it is very true. We do have to be intentional about our days. And recently, in all honesty, it has been a really hard go for me mentally. And I'm trying to figure out who I'm going to be going forward. And I always kind of feel in my life that I'm always at this same crossroad. And I'm like, why am I not moving forward? And then so I started to get internalizing negative thoughts and I just started to kind of get into the same old routine and I caught myself and I was like, yeah, I'm like, Gary, I spoke to myself. I'm like, hey, bud, you really do need to pick yourself up, practice what you preach, continue to keep digging into your gratitude practices in the morning. And this is going to be my just a moment to keep on drumming that into you guys. Is that you really do need to be intentional about your healing, about your life, and about how you start your day. For me, it's like in the morning, as I've said, you got to take time before you offer yourself to any other type of platform, like any other social medias, emails, getting in your vehicle traffic, that road rage that, you know, can burn into you before you even get your day started on your way to work, before you offer your services or your attention and energy to your boss. You have to be number one. You have to be your number one. And by doing that, you have to get into a gratitude practice. I don't care how mundane you for that may feel, like you get up and it's just constantly just writing the same things. Eventually, it's those little things that build into a bigger gratitude space in your mind where you start training. And it's like anything, like we go to the gym. I'm an avid gym goer. I love going to lift weights. And when I'm on, like if I come in off of a holiday and I'm gone for about a week or two, when I get back into the gym, it is so brutal. All those weights feel super heavy and it feels like you're back at day one. And that's exactly the same thing when it comes to your mental health and to your gratitude practice. You might, like for me, I took a couple of days out and I was just getting busy in my travels and in my, you know, setting up my office and getting distracted. And I started to feel like this sort of nagging, just something in me just didn't feel right. And I was like, okay, yeah, I have to reconnect and I have to make sure that I start my gratitude practice. And what I do is I try to set apart as much time in the morning, up to 30 minutes, where I have invested into a journaling practice of gratitude books. And if you can see me on YouTube, this is one of my favorite ones. It is literally a 5-minute daily gratitude journal. And it's titled Start With Gratitude. And in it, it basically just gives you prompts on how to start saying certain things to yourself. So a language that you do. And for me, it was great. Okay. So like I said before, I get up in the morning. I am super grateful for the relationship I have with my husband, for the space he has for me when my life looks like it's turning upside down and he has to carry the load. Without even saying it, you know, it's not like I expect it from him. I'm a pretty big driven go-getter. So it's not for me. My whole thing is we can all fall We can all make mistakes, but it's the matter of how we pick ourselves up and regroup. So yeah, and he's always just been really gracious for me to be able to have that space to just figure out my next steps always. Then it's like my coffee, then I'm talking about my animals and everything else. And after a while, it just starts to feel like it's kind of the same thing. When I do that, I actually start thinking about positive things first. So the great thing about our mind is that we cannot multitask the same thought. So you can't have, I mean, not the same thought, but like double thought. So you can think good things and bad things at the same time. It's when you get up in the morning sometimes and you're like, oh, I feel like garbage. I didn't sleep very well last night. I was overthinking something. My anxiety is at like a level 10. And then you start talking like that to yourself already. And then when you're in that space, you're already starting out on a negative foot. You're already speaking this language to yourself of, it's going to be a shitty day. I'm not going to be able to do the things I need to get done. I'm overwhelmed already. I haven't even gotten going. Ugh, this coffee, I need to have coffee. Like I need more. But yeah, you can wake up feeling like garbage. But if you then get into your quiet space, into your secret spot in your mind and say, you are loved. And then you start naming your day. Today is going to be a successful day. What's going to be successful about it is that I am going to be extremely graceful. I'm going to be forgiving. I am going to look for things that are beautiful. So then you can be like, today's going to be grace. I'm going to call this day grace. This is just going to be a day full of me having space for people who are cutting me off in traffic, who are taking extra long in the lineups at the grocery store. Just all those things. When you start to prepare yourself in the morning before you even get going, you are already starting to, that's the biggest part of gratitude. You get into building energy that is positive, and it starts to open up, I guess, like a space in your mind and in your being to allow you to just move a lot easier and lighter. And then you start looking at things like, oh, I love my coffee, instead of I need my coffee. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, look, this song comes on the radio. I really like this song. And then when someone cuts me off and I'm like, normally would be at like a quite quick reaction of, you know, four letter words and raising my hand and giving them like a, you know, what the F, I can turn around and be like, oh, you know what? Maybe that person's also really tired. And who knows? Maybe they had lost their mother, or they lost their father or their sibling or husband, that even who knows, it could be still in the grieving process, or who knows? Who knows what people are going through? And it's really quick and easy to fly off the handle without actually evaluating the situation. So if you get up in the morning and prepare yourself, you already get there. So like I said, I do my gratitude book. And then in my gratitude book, it's like a 5-minute routine. Then afterwards, I'll journal. I'll one page in my journal. If you want to see again here on YouTube, I have my leatherback journal. Love it. Literally, it's just pages of, you know, lined pages where you can write stuff in. And I kind of dedicate an open page like that for the morning. And it's like 10 minutes of me just writing down my thoughts, things to do during the day. So I'll put in like 3 key things I have to get done today. Like I have to, for example, a business owner, I have to run payroll. I have to make sure I'm paying rent for the shop, or, you know, there's just different tasks that you have to get done. And by doing that, you start already clearing space in your mind that you're not feeling overwhelmed. So you're tasking things and you're making them a lot more approachable by saying, oh, it's only this and it's only that. So that's how I also do it. And then if you have extra time in the morning, which means you just got to get up 30 minutes before or 20 minutes before, sit in quiet. I love meditation. I don't do it enough. I need to keep doing it. It's something that I've kind of run out of practice on, but it is a key time to just quiet your mind and be in prayer, be in meditation, just being able to see things in your mind's eye that maybe are stumbling blocks for you, and just kind of sit and just allow it to just not be something that's going to create you to feel anxiety or overwhelmed. And yeah, it's not even a matter of trying to figure out solutions right away. It's just, you know, recognizing it, saying, yeah, okay, good, you're there. But you know what? You're not as important today as making sure that I eat healthy. I have to figure out a time that I'm going to do some gym or some movement. That is super key. It could be walking your dog. It could be just being intentional about when you're at your desk, getting up and doing a stretch, or walking to the water cooler more often, or just doing things that make you move around. Do a little bit of stretching, touch your toes. Yeah, those are the big things that you really do have to get into it. And I think that once you've named your day, you decide what today will produce for you. And at that point, you have to then continue to speak words of life over yourself. Words have the power of life or death over you. So it comes up to your responsibility, how you occupy your mind space with all those positive affirmations. If you know me, I've talked about it before, and you know, those are all great to say, but how to start those practices is get a post-it pad, like just a whole bunch of yellow little pieces of paper that got a little bit of a sticky thing on it. Write a whole bunch of great things on it about yourself, even if you don't believe it. Like, I'm beautiful. I'm good looking. I'm handsome. I love my teeth. I have beautiful eyebrows. I love my fingernails. Just things about you that you just learn to love on yourself, you know, and even just little reminders, like, don't forget to find something funny today. Don't forget to look for something beautiful, like looking at flowers or a tree or looking at the blue sky. Don't forget to be kind. Don't forget to say something nice to somebody. All those things that will get you out of these funks really do work. And it's not just words. It's actually actions when you start putting them into little post-its and on your mirror. And you look great today. Make sure that you let somebody else know that they look great today. And it's funny that when you're feeling in a heavy space or you're just kind of in a funk, by getting out of it and telling somebody else how great they are, you already get rid of the sting of the poison of feeling negative. It's getting rid of the devil. I think one of the main things too also that you really got to do is make sure that you are getting ready the night before for a good night's sleep. Sleep is super important. And going to gym, eating healthy, and then before bed, turn off your phone at least about an hour before. Make it your bedroom a no cell phone zone. If you're worried about people calling or there's going to be emergencies and things like that, put your phone on, I guess, like maybe on your dresser, which is away from your actual side of your bed, so you don't just reach over for it. Keep that off. Keep it as minimal as possible. Getting away from social media at least an hour before bed is a huge part. Aaron and I, we do that. We have 9 o'clock switch off time. We'll check each other. Like every now and again, I'll pick up my phone or he will, and I'd be like, hey, you got to turn your phone off. And he's like, yeah, okay. And it's key, because then at the same time, we're present. We're learning to have to start. Well, we're not learning. We haven't yet. We have to. We've talked about it. Is turning the TV off as well. I'm one who loves to fall asleep with the TV on. I don't know why, but it's the show Bob's Burgers. It helps me sleep. I don't know why. Maybe it's Tina. Who knows? But Bob, he's funny as hell. But it just feels like that's lighthearted, so I actually got to switch that off. We've got a whole stack of books beside each other's beds right now, and we're trying to read more, and that's something that I'm working on. But because I say that, reading more is key too. I find that if you find lighthearted books, not books that are going to talk about some heavy emotional repairs and things like that, leave that for your reading time that you do outside. Find books that you enjoy, like fiction, fantasy, sci-fi, whatever. Some fun books that will keep your mind going. If you do like self-help books and you find that you can definitely switch off afterwards, then yeah, by all means, definitely do that. I feel even in when you're preparing your bedroom is stretching before bed. There's so many apps out there that you can get onto. I like Pliability. They have not paid me for sponsorship, so that's not why I say that. I just like it because they actually have a tab on the app that says to do before bed. So like stretching activities before bed, and it helps you to sleep better. And I found that it has. I've bought myself a yoga mat just to do it, and it is go time for me. That's my next growth on trying to get some sleep, because I'm a terrible sleeper. My whole thing is, as you know, is that I have faith, and I find that God has always been there for me no matter what. And that even when something is heavy and it looks like the world apart around us is falling apart, I lean into the faith and the trust that everything will work out for my good. because I've got such a crazy history, my background, like where I come from is full of heartache, abuse, everything from drugs to alcohol to being in jail to there's been a lot of deep-seated pain and hurt. And like I've said before, that this platform is a space for me to heal. And I'm really hoping that if you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, this is for me, that's exactly why I do this, is so that we can have a place that is safe. We can talk about everything that is real and not be ashamed and not try to hide from things that should just be normal, because we are all human. We all go through so much stuff and we all do strive together to be happy. And if there's some way that you can share your experience in your life that can add to somebody else's, that's exactly why we're here. So if you have any chance of getting success out of what we would call, like, you know, horrible background and like abuse and everything else, is that we got to know that God has everything together for us for our own good, and that we don't have to look back, and that there's a reason why the rearview mirror is smaller than the windshield. And that if we are staying in our negativity and in our hurt and our pain, that is not where we are in faith. Faith that is faith with zero action. That is my Bible bashing part of it. I do know that I've had some pretty hard spots, and I've reached out to God and I've yelled at him, and I'm like, you're not real. You know, why am I still trying to pray the gay away? And I've done everything to try to be straight as hard as I could. I was the guy, the jock who was, you know, yelling out the slanders. You know, I've been bullied through my school years, where I've been tripped and pushed and kicked and been called faggot, and moved on to high school where I like was like, nope, I'm going to change my life. And then I kind of went the other way and I became that bully. And yeah, so I've kind of been through it all. And I've, like I said before, I've got the degree of life. But what I do above all is I've found the grace of God that has allowed me to feel loved, especially now that I have in the last 10 years really stepped into my sexuality and married my husband and still found my faith and loved God and dug deep and just actually felt like I am closer to God because of who I am. I didn't before. I mean, I was always in the church and I've always loved God in some sort of form, but I was always lying. And it was always like, this is not who I am. Like, people were telling me I have to get married and I have to have children, but it has to be with a woman. And you know, if you are gay, it's a sin and you're going to hell. And that fear for me, like, drove me farther away from God at many points in my life, even to the point where I was engaged to the pastor's daughter. You know, I was dating a very influential girl who was the pastor's daughter, and they've had churches in Canada in all different provinces, and they have connections with a lot of these higher TV evangelists and movements and big churches. I was right there, and still at that point, I felt like I was further away from God than I had ever been in my life, and was kind of wrapped up and caught into the production of church and big, massive worship and volunteer teams and building the church. And yeah, a couple months just before what was going to be our wedding day, I had to reevaluate everything and say, hey, what am I doing here? Like, is everyone's telling me like, this is your meal ticket. You're going to have no worries in life financially. And there's people out there who are going to adore you for no reason at all. And that kind of wigged me out. I was like, this is an unmerited thing that I do not want. I know that a lot of people were like, you are foolish. However, I broke it off and took at least 3 to 4 months out and went quiet. I went dark. I figured it out. I prayed. I was on my knees. I cried about it. I did everything that I could, and I sought and dug really, really deep. And all I actually really ended up finding out was that God was like, why are you keep on asking me the same question here? Why are you still on about your sexuality? I've created you perfectly and holy as you are. And you just need to continue to shine and share your story, because there is so much more inside of you. And I love you, my child, for who you are and how I made you. And when I had that realization, I was like, shoot, why have I been struggling my whole entire life? Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, there's, I get it. There's a lot of external, I mean, my dad doesn't accept me for who I am. So I understand that there are other things out there that can throw you off and that we are looking for, you know, affirmation from our family and direction. But the only person we really need to figure that out from is from our creator. So that was a huge one for me. So just circling back, we do have to figure out our life and we have to be our number one first. And by doing that, we really have to start practicing to love ourselves. And the first thing that for me, the first thing to do to love yourself is to start to learn to practice gratitude and it be part of what you do on a daily basis. So start out with 10 minutes, get yourself a gratitude book. It's like $10, $15 at the most. And if you like, just if you have even open empty journals like this one I'm showing you here again, and it's just got blank pages onto it, just start writing out 5 to 10 things in the morning that you are grateful for. And then in the evening, remind yourself what was great today. Or the next thing on the line is like, I'm going to try to find something that's going to make me smile today or make me laugh. And it's just creating a thought pattern of all of those different things in your mind that are going to take space that are actually positive rather than negative. Like I've said before, your brain is a muscle. And every time you do slide back and you feel like you talk negative to yourself or you're talking negative about somebody else or that the situation, you're like, oh, yeah, typical. Like it's always me, like that. Catch yourself, stop and be like, oh, wait, I have to like figure out what am I going to think about? Oh, I had a really great trip to the mountains or I had this one really great memory when I was a kid. And find all those little, like almost like a file, like one of those ones that like stand up that have the drawers. Have a file opener and put in a couple of those file folders of good memories so that when something negative happens, you run to that memory. And all of a sudden, you'll just start finding that you'll see the silver linings. And in every situation, you'll be like, oh, you know what? Yeah, that one was a really shitty deal. But you know what? In the meantime, I feel like that I was probably protected. Like I use this analogy often as well, is when you are at a set of lights, or if you go past and then you get caught at the train tracks and it's like you're in a hurry and you have to rush. I always find like that there are creators always creating time for us to be grateful and to say, hey, thank you. And we don't know why we were late or why we didn't get through that train track before the train came. We could have gone through and we could have got into a head-on collision and it could have been completely something else, right? So I think that just having peace in the not knowing and just resorting to saying, you know what, God actually is protecting me no matter what. And there's a reason why we didn't actually make those lights, because I'm sure that, you know, he loves somebody else or he loves me and that's, we're just being protected. And there's maybe an opportunity somewhere else that opens up because you were late. And again, name your day. Start your day with doing gratitude practices. Your words speak life and death over your life. So occupy your mind with a positive affirmations. By starting to speak beautiful love languages to yourself, you're confident, you're gorgeous, you are smart, you this, you're that. And if it's something that you can't just start saying, put it on post-its that just remind you so that no matter what, you'll hear it or you'll see it. And then name your day. Today is going to be a day full of beauty. So then you then on purpose go and find things that are beautiful. Today is going to be a day of me being productive. I am going to do 3 things today. So today's name is 3-day production. Like just all those little silly things that work, that come together that will actually work to make your day feel like it's a rounded start to end. And you can start saying, okay, yeah, like around noon, I'm starting to feel a little bit, you know, sluggish. I have to start eating healthier. I am going to make sure that I commit at least an hour or half an hour to for like health, like going for a walk, going to the gym, joining a spin class, going for a swim, anything. And then making sure that you're preparing yourself for bed so that you can have good sleeps. Yeah, again, turn off your phone, read more, turn the TV off, take the TV out of the room, stretching before bed. There are a lot of things that you can Google online that will help with that as well. So yeah, I'm going to start doing more of those too, and I'll share what it's been like for me. I purchased a yoga mat, and I'm going to start doing some more stretching. I am a bad sleeper, only because I think I'm an overthinker as well. So just remember, to step toward your destiny, you have to step away from your security. So let's do it. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye.